Let's go ahead and get started. Today is Tuesday, April 12th, 2011. It's 5 minutes after 1, the Transportation Committee. We have Senator Huggins, Senator Egan, myself, Senator Kukesh. And the first bill we have for us today is House Bill 214, an act naming the Ketchikan Ferry Terminal the Walter L. Kubley Ferry Terminal. And with us is the sponsor, Representative Johansson. If you would take the mic, please, and your name and affiliation for the record, that'd be wonderful. We know you, but the record doesn't yet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I forgot to turn these devices off. I don't want to get in trouble. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the members showing up at this very busy time of session. But this piece of legislation naming the ferry terminal after Walter L. Kubley is very important to my community. Mr. Kubley served in the House of Representatives from 1961 through 64, two terms. He served as Commissioner of Commerce. He served as a Federal Agriculture Commissioner and was a city council member, born and raised in Ketchikan. His family still lives there. Very proud tradition. And the reason why the ferry terminal is appropriate is because when the state let out a bond package to purchase the first two ferries for the Alaska Marine Highway in the early 60s, he was serving in the legislature, and the voters approved that bond package, so we were going to go buy two ferries, but there was no structure really to administer or manage the system. So Representative Kubley, along with representatives or senators from Juneau, Kathy Munoz's family, the Engstroms, worked with Representative Kubley, and they were some of the leaders in creating the Alaska Marine Highway. So when I found out that the honorable senator here from Juneau named the ferry terminal or has legislation to name the ferry terminal, I thought that's perfect for Wally, and I wish that I would have thought about it. I've been trying to figure out some way to honor Mr. Kubley as I've been elected for 3 or 4 years, and unfortunately he passed away this past year, and I wasn't able to come up with something while he was alive, but when I saw the senator's bill, it just was perfect. And I didn't even ask anybody in Ketchikan. I just did it because it just made so much sense. And that's where the bill comes from. At the risk of slowing the legislation down, I will note that there is a zero fiscal note, and it won't be going to finance, and I will do what I can to help Senator Egan's bill maintain the same position. But I really appreciate the late hearing of this, and thank the chair for doing that.
Okay, questions? Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment. My family was on the maiden voyage of the MV Ballast as well when it came up from Todd Shipyards in Seattle. And I remember all that. And it was a grand occasion. And I think that it's a real honor to name that terminal after Wally Kubley. And Mr. Chair, if you can remember the comments from the representative from Ketchikan that he would lobby to get it waived out of Senate Finance, because my bill had an attached fiscal note. Mm-hmm. Now it's zero, but it hasn't been waived as yet. Okay. So.
Good. Thank you. Any comments? Or you have any answer to his?
Just one thing. I'll do what I can with my personal senator to help. But I did want to mention one thing that you reminded me of. We passed an in memoriam citation for the family so they could have something for their private homes and their private areas. I also introduced, when this bill was introduced, a resolution that basically welcomes people to Alaska and the Ketchikan that will be placed inside the ferry terminal. And it does reference the governor at the time riding up in the wheelhouse with Mr. Kubley. And so they'll come into the terminal. There'll be a nice photograph of him. There'll be a citation welcoming people to Alaska, a little bit about him, and asking people to enjoy and love Alaska the way Wally did. So.
Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions from members of the committee? Is there anybody online that wants to testify? No, nobody online. Anybody else in the room that would like to testify? If not, we're going to close public testimony. Thank you for your participation today.
Thank you.
I'd like to go ahead and move this out of the shortness of the session. If we get a motion to move it, that'd be great.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 214 /M with attached zero fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Any objection? Seeing none, then that bill is moved. Thank you very much for your participation today. I'd like to recognize Senator Thomas, who has joined us today, and we have the next bill up for consideration is House Bill number 213, an act naming the pathway parallel to the section of the Eagle River Loop Road connecting Old Glen Highway North Parkview Terrace Loop, the Mark Hufford Trail. Your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Members of the committee, my name is Kim Skipper, staff to Representative Anna Fairclough. Mark Hufford is an iconic figure in Eagle River. I don't know if Senator Huggard has seen him riding his hand cycle throughout town. He was a constituent in Eagle River, and he happened to pass away in January at the age of 40 years old. He was unfortunately in an accident, a hunting accident, many years ago after high school, and he was paralyzed. So he started a hand cycle, and it didn't deter him from helping other people. He went ahead and finished college at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and he worked at got a bachelor's degree in human services from UAA, and he helped others to overcome their disabilities by working at the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. He then went on to become very avid hand cyclist. And he did what they call the Saddler's Alaska Challenge, which is a race that goes from Fairbanks to Anchorage in a hand cycle, along with many other wheelchairs. He's raced this 7 times. And twice he was awarded the Speedy Sourdough for the fastest Alaskan. He's well known in the state of Alaska in the hand cycling community and across the nation in the hand cycling community as well. He was much loved. He did help many others trying to get through their diversity or disabilities and try to overcome any challenges. And so we thought it would be a fitting tribute to Mark and to the Eagle River community to name a pathway after him. And we ask for your support at this late in the session. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for the presenter this afternoon? No, thank you very much for your presentation. Do you have a question for the – I want to recognize Senator Menard, who's joined us today for the record. Any questions for the presenter? Okay, thank you very much for your presentation this afternoon. Is there anybody online that wants to testify? Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Chair, there is a zero fiscal note as well on this bill, so I share that.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from the members of the committee? Now we're going to close public testimony. And what is the wish of the committee? I'd like to move this bill on if there's no objection.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we move House Bill 213 as amended with the with attached members' comments.
Thank you. Is there an objection? See no objection, then it is moved, and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.